Countries that don't get along still maintain an intelligence relationship, but that's not the case between the U.S. and Iran, where there's a black hole when it comes to that. Joining us is WTOP's national security correspondent, J.J. Green. Help us understand this. I mean, we know about, backdoor kinds of diplomatic efforts underway.
Yeah.
But there's a relationship within the intelligence community of nations that exists in good times and bad.
Yeah, and this is a very under-the-cover kind of relationship. Phil Mudd, who worked for the CIA for many years and then for the FBI, and John Kiriakou, Mike Hayden, former director of the CIA, Mike McConnell, former DNI, all these people have given me indications and inklings over the years that the wink and nod kind of thing that goes on when it comes to politics is not the way it is with the intelligence community. These communities, they have these relationships that are built strong relationships, because they don't want anything to happen to someone from any other country on their watch. You know, in their country.
Right.
So they feel as though they need to have these strong relationships that transcend political bickering and problems. So regardless of what the relationship is politically, there's always this back channel, as you mentioned, wheel within a wheel for the intelligence communities that go on, that goes on. But it's not the case with Iran.
So how do we get human intelligence concerning Iran?
Iran is really an interesting place, because you have insurgent groups and subversive groups, internal groups inside Iran that are at work constantly. Not only is it the U.S. or Israel or the British or someone that is actually working inside Iran to try to ferret out intelligence, you have Iranians, very brave Iranians, who are working there against that government at the risk of death and maiming and certainly harm to their families, to pull out intelligence and to send it to Western countries to try to overthrow that government.
At a time when we understand the United States is urging Israel to be as restrained as possible in responding to the nuclear threat that Iran may now be posing, how important is it for us to be able to fill this vacuum with real intelligence?
Every day there is some nugget of information on the internet that I've come across just trolling for national security and intelligence tidbits about what's going on around the world, especially in Iran and Israel and the United States, and connecting the dots. Every single day, there is a piece of information out there that tells us that Iran is not only pressing forward with a nuclear weapons program, but they're also moving forward with a nuclear weapons delivery system. And when you look at the fact that the President Ahmadinejad and the Supreme Leader Khamenei, the Ayatollah, do not get along, when you look at all of the consternation that's been going on in that country, it's a country that's on the brink. If the wrong person, and by that I mean the person who does not agree with the good for all, if the person wins that struggle, that really is only concerned about themselves and will push the button at any moment, then this could be a very, very long year. Some have said it may even end up being a shooting war between the U.S. and Iran this year, but it could be a very, very long time.
Boy, oh boy. WTOP's national security correspondent, J.J. Green.